Haskell, brother and sister. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 25, 1906. Dear brother and sister Haskell, we were glad to receive your letters. You may not be now at Armona, but I wish to write you a few words to tell you that I am still in as good health as when you were here. I suffer no pain. I am drawing from God's strength and courage and hope as I study the Word and see how gracious and merciful the Lord is to His erring children. When I think of His great goodness and mercy and love, unspeakable gratitude fills my soul. Oh, what love, what wonderful love Christ manifested to save fallen humanity! And how few realize the great sacrifice made by the Prince of Life, the Lord of Glory, to furnish a home for those of the sinful and rebellious race who will turn to Him. It breaks my heart to think how few accept and appreciate the heavenly gift. Let us, my brother and sister, encourage a tender, appreciative love for our Savior, who is willing to pardon and forgive all who repent. We are now in a time when we are to stand steadfast for the truth. We are to cherish love for souls, but never, never are we to surrender the least vital point of truth, for it is by maintaining truth, pure, unadulterated truth, that we can at this time bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ our Prince. The Word is the bread of life, and in the Word, Christ's disciples are represented as eating and drinking the flesh and the blood of Christ, making His Word a part of their lives. No lie is of the truth. Truth will stand the test in the time of false theories, if we hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end. All who are seeking for some new scientific sophistries will have the sorrow of finding that they have missed the way, and that they are following the great deceiver who brought sin and suffering into the world. The Lord would have us bear in mind that the devil is not dead, and that he is not asleep. Let us keep close to the Word of God. Let us exercise faith in God and keep close to the side of Christ in following His Word. The Lord will teach His people if they will be taught. We can stand where we can hear the instruction of Christ. We have a living God and a living Christ. Whole legions of devils are watching their opportunities to get hold of human minds. But if we keep close to the Word, we shall not be overcome. Wherefore, said Paul to Timothy, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6-7. We need to have a living faith in Jesus Christ. We need to exercise faith that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. A heart true to God is often in prayer. Do not let one wave of discouragement come over you. We must give our thoughts to the contemplation of the character and the works of God, teaching Christ's words. Be of good courage. Let your courage and your constant reliance upon Jesus Christ inspire in others belief and increased faith and hope. I wish to ask you to be sure and keep your articles in the Watchman constantly. Elder Butler's articles are long, and unless he changes, he will kill the circulation of the Watchman. There should be short, spiritual articles in the Watchman. I shall write again to Elder Butler. I cannot give my consent to have one man's signature to so many long articles. Brother Haskell, this order of things must change. But how shall we bring about a change? What can we do? I will write to Elder Butler and see if it will do any good. I will do my best. May the Lord give wisdom and sound judgment. There is need of deeper spirituality in the articles published in the Watchman, if the interest in the paper is to be kept up. We must have the converting power of God in our hearts and in our characters. May God help us to catch the Holy Spirit's power. Jacob's prayer, I will not let thee go except thou bless me, prevailed, and victory was gained. Genesis 32, verse 26, 28. Brother and sister Haskell, let us come to the Lord in full assurance of faith. Let us lay hold of the power of God, never to let go. If we will be persevering in faith, we shall see the salvation of God. Critical events and critical times are before us. But if we will walk humbly with God, He will exalt His own name before the apostate world and vindicate the honor of His cause. There is need for the light of truth to go forth as a lamp that burneth. We need victories every day, and if we will trust in just the source in which we are encouraged to trust, we will see the Word of God fulfilled in a remarkable manner. Let us offer most earnest prayers to God that the working of His grace may be seen. A fearful crisis is before us, but if we trust in God with all our hearts, He will not disappoint us. I urge you not to work above that which you are able to do. You should have less constant taxing labor, that you may be able to keep yourself in a rested condition. You should take a sleep in the daytime. You can then think more readily, and your thoughts will be more clear, and your words more convincing. And be sure to bring your whole being into connection with God. Accept the Holy Spirit for your spiritual illumination, and under its guidance follow on to know the Lord. Go forth where the Lord directs, doing what He commands. Wait on the Lord, and He will renew your strength. But it is not required of you or of me to be on a continual strain. We should surrender continually what He requires of us, and He will show us His covenant. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. Psalm 25, verse 14. We shall be instructed more deeply in the mystery of God the Father and of Jesus Christ. We shall have visions of the King in His beauty, and before us will be opened the rest that remaineth for the people of God. We will soon enter the city whose builder and maker is God, the city we have long talked of. In love.